everything's feeling different out there today than it is mini camp versus OTAs? Are you guys just picking right up where you left off?
Picking right up where we left off. It's not much difference. I mean, just the schedule might be slightly different, but, you know, we still playing football.
Camp, do you care? Anybody missed OTAs at this point? Does that matter to you at all as a teammate?
There's significance to it. I think you can definitely learn a lot, you know, about yourself, your teammates, you know, just if you, especially if you're changing a lot of things. It's good to be here.
You were inside the Tim Tebow circus. What did you think when he signed with New England, a team that you're going to play?
Good for him. You know, I know one thing I know about being on the street is, you know, you hear guys saying you never know where you're going to end up and the uncertainty. I'm just happy for him that he got on the team and, you know, he can go out there and do what he can to make the team.
How do you think they'll use him?
I don't know. You know, I'm worried about how we're going to use the guys we got. I'm not really concerned about how they're going to use him.
But what kind of teammate Tebow was here, and what Patriots players can expect to see out of him there?
Well, he's a classy guy. You know, he's hardworking, and he's going to do everything you ask him to do. And, you know, that's really all you can ask from a young player. And he's still learning how to play in this league, and I'm sure they'll figure out, you know, ways to get the most out of him.
Is the secondary improved from last year, and if so, in what ways?
We're getting there. We really won't know till the bullets start flying, for real, you know, but right now we're progressing. The good thing is we got the same defense and we're getting more comfortable with it. And that's the main thing on the back end. It's the mental part again.
How's Bruton been handling the work he's been getting with the ones?
Great. You know, he looks like a different player. He's motivated. He just looks more aware of what's in front of him. And I think, you know, getting that opportunity to go with the ones is big for him. I mean, it's a good confidence boost. He's always had the mind for it. It's just going out there and doing it now.
Has it been translating it from the meeting room to practice?
A lot.
Kind of the jump?
Yes, a lot. And it's good to go against, you know, the best we have on offense every day, because then you can really see what you got.
Some of the guys work, you know, he's been basically a special teams guy for 4 years, got a new contract this year. He's earned it, deserved it. I mean, as a teammate, what do you think of kind of the chance he's getting after 4 years of doing that?
I definitely think he deserves a shot. Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys. He's always here. I mean, he's one of our smarter players on defense. I mean, and as a corner, you want smart safeties out there. So I'm glad he's getting a shot.
Champ, can you expand? A minute ago, you said about Allen, it's the same defense. I mean, it's seven defensive coordinators, 7 years, or whatever the number was, to be able to come in with the background of having last year and what that means for a defense.
Well, it means a lot. For a corner specifically, it doesn't change a whole lot for me personally, but I could see the difference in the guys around me. And that makes a huge, huge difference in what we could do up front and on the back end with the safeties.
What sort of progress have you seen from the younger corners like Omar and Kayvon and Tony Thornton?
They're scrapping. You know, it's one of those things. They know they're fighting, you know, for their jobs just as well as everybody. So they're out there getting better. And one thing I like about them, they're hungry and they don't seem like that they're getting complacent whatsoever.
Is the second, third team cornerback depth, is that the best you've seen in your years here?
Yeah. You know, we're deep. You know, we're deep. We got guys that can start a lot of places, and I'm glad they're on my team.
As a defensive guy, what's your opinion on the effect that going up-tempo on offense some of the time could have on opposing defense?
It's tough. I mean, we struggled with it some last year as a defense. So to be able to, you know, get that down and to even for us to get to work against it, I mean, it's going to prepare us for what's to come. And we're going to see some teams that do that this year.
As long as you've been in this game, what's the benefit of this mini camp to you? What are you learning? What are you getting more comfortable with? I mean, I figure you know it all by now, but what are you getting out of it?
I never get to the point where I think I know it all. You know, I've seen a lot. You know, I do have a lot of experience, but, you know, I'm always trying to learn new things. And every day, it's just like OTAs to me, because it's just another opportunity to go out there and get better.
Rodgers, Cromartie, does every cornerback have his own style and his own personality, and does that translate on the field? And how are you alike or how different? I don't know if you've thought about that. But
well, we're both good cover guys, you know, and I think we know when it's all said and done, you know, what we hung our head on was covering everybody. And I love having that on the opposite side of me. He prides himself in not getting beat. And, you know, I just want to be able to work with him and help him as much as I can. I mean, he's a guy that's, he knows what to do. But, you know, like I said, you don't want to ever get complacent in this game.
I mean, to be a cover guy, you have to have the skill set.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, do you need a little personality or attitude or whatever?
Well, you got to have a short memory, first of all. And, I mean, yeah, you do have to have a little swagger on the corner. It's pretty much you and the guy in front of you. So most of the time, when you got that kind of competition in front of you, you got to be confident that you can get the job done.
So who has more swag, you or Roger Scamarti?
Well, I got 14 years of it, so.
Every year?
Oh, yeah.
You can't
lose it. Once you lose it, you're out of this game. And I'm not going to ever lose it until they kick me out.
Is this a Super Bowl or bust expectations this year?
I think every year you touch the field, you got to think Super Bowl. I mean, you don't want to just look at it and not understand what it takes to get there. I mean, it's a daily grind, and we know we got to get better to get there. But, you know, in the end, we want to be holding up that trophy.
I mean, 2 years ago you guys came in here on a 4-win season, very high pick in the draft. How much different are the expectations now, established quarterback, knowing what you guys came off of last year?
Well, you can't compare this team to 2 years ago. It's like night and day.
So were there? Did you come in there the same, like, oh, I'd love to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's gotta be more you have now. To have that attitude. I mean, why come out here? But, you know, we knew that we had a lot of work to do. We still got work to do on this team, but it's good to know the pieces I have around me. It definitely builds up your confidence.
Chip, what is the benefit from having Jack here for the second year in a row? Is that you don't have to go back and reinvent the wheel and learn a new language, or is it that you can do maybe more complex stuff, building upon the foundation that you laid last year?
That's pretty much it. You know, you could really build on what we've done well in the past. And when you get a new defense, coaches are kind of afraid to put in too much, you know, because it's all new. But now we can expand from what we've done good and, you know, hopefully get even better.